Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Is the Biden classified document scandal exactly the same as the Trump classified document scandal? Not even close. Here's Glenn.
So friends, based on some new reporting, we learned that the Department of Justice conducted a search of President Joe Biden's Delaware home looking for any additional classified documents, which of course gave some Republicans the opportunity to spew their disinformation and their false equivalency nonsense into the public square. How about we debunk it for them? Now, it is true that a search by the Department of Justice turned up a few additional classified documents, and those were promptly taken by the Department of Justice, and undoubtedly they will be given to the National Archives. Here's the new reporting from NBC News. Headline: Additional classified items found in Biden's Delaware home during Justice Department search, attorney says. And that article begins: Six additional items, including documents with classified markings, were found in President Joe Biden's Delaware home after Justice Department officials searched the residence Friday, the president's personal attorney said Saturday. The search was prompted by the White House, not the Justice Department, according to a White House official and a source familiar with the matter. Friends, can I say that again? The search by the Department of Justice was conducted at the request of the White House, presumably at the request of Joe Biden and his attorneys. Why? Well, to make sure that there were no other lingering documents or materials that should have rightfully been at the National Archives. So friends, why is it that one of these things is not like the other? Well, when the National Archives came calling to Donald Trump to Mar-a-Lago, seeking the return of all of the documents that he, Donald Trump, said he took openly and transparently from the White House, Donald Trump refused to turn them over. When the Department of Justice, FBI officials, and national security officials went to Mar-a-Lago, asking, begging, pleading for the return of the documents, Donald Trump said no. When the grand jury issued a subpoena in furtherance of its criminal investigation into these documents at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump defied the subpoena, violated the subpoena, obstructed the grand jury's probe. Finally, what is it that resulted in a search of Mar-a-Lago? A federal judge reviewing all of the evidence and concluding there was probable cause that three federal crimes, including one that comes under the Espionage Act, were committed, and that evidence of those crimes would be found at Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, and sure enough, they were. And Donald Trump would have you believe it was just a bunch of empty folders, which is a lie. Additional classified documents were found, including in Donald Trump's own desk drawers in his office at Mar-a-Lago. Let's compare that to what we just learned about Joe Biden. The National Archives didn't come calling. Joe Biden, in the first instance, alerted the National Archives when his attorneys found some items and turned them over, and he alerted the Department of Justice. Department of Justice and FBI and national security officials didn't come calling like they did at Mar-a-Lago. Joe Biden and his team invited them into Joe Biden's home to conduct a thorough search. And they found a handful of additional documents that they then took control of. And a judge never had to issue a search warrant because there was probable cause to believe Joe Biden committed crimes and there would be evidence of those crimes found in Joe Biden's home. No, it was a voluntary search by invitation of Joe Biden. Why are these two things dramatically different? Well, Donald Trump obstructed justice, and Joe Biden facilitated justice. And the Republicans trying to suggest there's a false equivalency here, or that now there is less of a reason to prosecute Donald Trump for his crimes because Joe Biden also had in his possession some documents that, let's be clear, he shouldn't have had. There's no false equivalency. Let me say it again. Donald Trump obstructed justice, and Joe Biden facilitated justice. Why? Because to Joe Biden, justice matters.
Coming up next, the DOJ says they will probably not comply with a congressional committee subpoena. This is Justice Matters with Glenn Kirshner.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Congressman Jim Jordan refused to comply with a congressional subpoena seeking his testimony about Donald Trump's crimes. Now he's been told by the DOJ that they will most likely not comply with his subpoena designed to investigate the DOJ's investigation. Here's Glenn.
You may have heard, Congressman Jim Jordan is heading up a House Select Committee, a committee that some have called the House Committee to Obstruct Justice. And Jim Jordan thinks he's going to issue a bunch of subpoenas to try to poke his nose under the tent of the Department of Justice's investigation of the insurrection. The good news is DOJ has other things in mind. Here is the recent reporting from Politico. DOJ reserves the right to not cooperate with certain House GOP requests. And as you can see, that headline is complete with a picture of the poster child for why DOJ should not comply with such subpoenas. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. The Politico article begins, "The Justice Department is signaling that it has the right to not cooperate with Hill Republicans' requests to peek into their ongoing investigations. Quote, consistent with longstanding policy and practice, any oversight requests must be weighed against the department's interest in protecting the integrity of its work, said a DOJ official. Recall when Jim Jordan was asked whether he spoke with Donald Trump on the morning of the insurrection on January 6th? Remember how he yammered and stammered and fumbled and mumbled and said, I think I spoke with him after. Yeah, I spoke with him after. But then what did we learn? We learned that phone records showed that Donald Trump spoke with Jim Jordan for a full 10 minutes on the morning of the insurrection, before Donald Trump launched his attack on the Capitol, and before Jim Jordan took to the House floor and objected to the certification of Joe Biden's election win. But Jim Jordan, every time he was asked, "Did you talk to Donald Trump the morning of the insurrection?" Sometimes he fumbled and stumbled and mumbled and refused to answer the question. Sometimes he did answer the question and said, no, I don't think I talked to him before. I talked to him after. Well, tough luck for you, Jim, because your phone records don't lie. So you know what, friends? I guess it's no surprise that Jim Jordan would like to know what the Department of Justice is investigating regarding the insurrection, what the Department of Justice knows about him, Jim Jordan, and the other members of Congress who criminally defied congressional subpoenas to cover up Donald Trump's crimes. Kind of makes you wonder, what will Jim Jordan's first subpoena to the Department of Justice say? I'm thinking something like, "Dear DOJ, you undoubtedly saw my evasive, tongue-tied yammering when I was asked about my phone calls with President Trump on January 6th. I hereby demand to know what you know about what I know about what Trump said on those calls." And friends, in case you missed or you forgot exactly what Jordan looked like as he yammered his way through the answer to the very simple question, "Did you talk to Donald Trump on the morning of January 6th? I'll put a link to that clip in the description of this video. So friends, I, for one, think DOJ would be well advised to refuse to comply with Jim Jordan's subpoenas, trying to figure out exactly what DOJ's criminal investigation looks like into the insurrection, into those responsible for the Capitol attack, including potentially members of Congress, because justice matters.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.